Sophie Cunningham rips Storm co-owner who cursed teens defending girls' sports, truly embarrassing. By Marianne Angela on July 30, 2026. Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham said Wednesday that a Seattle Storm co-owner's treatment of two teenage fans who supported her was truly embarrassing and showed the type of leader she is. Cunningham posted on X after reports that Storm co-owner Celeste Keaton confronted the girls at Climate Pledge Arena on Tuesday, where they held a sign thanking her for speaking up for girls. She built her response around inclusion while praising the teens. "I truly believe there is a safe space and love for everybody. Biological girls, biological boys, trans women, and trans men. Everyone is welcome at my table. You can disagree and still be kind," Cunningham wrote. The Fever guard also pledged to reward the two fans. "I truly believe there is a safe space and love for everybody. Biological girls, biological boys, trans women, and trans men. Everyone is welcome at my table. You can disagree and still be kind. Bravo to those girls for standing up for what they believe. You'll be hearing from Sophie Cunningham, at Sofiler, July 30, 2026. Bravo to those girls for standing up for what they believe. You'll be hearing from me soon. Yay for gifts," she added. "Truly embarrassing of the co-owner. Unfortunately shows the type of leader she is." The post drew a split reaction in the replies. One commenter wrote, "People will call you MAGA for having common sense. Continue to be bold. People will call you MAGA for having common sense. Continue to be bold." Angela Belcamino, at Angela Belcamino, July 30, 2026. Another user mocked the stance, arguing that fans on the thread stood a better chance of watching Cunningham win WNBA MVP than you or your future daughters ever have of playing against a trans athlete. "Thank you for standing up for something nobody on this thread has ever encountered. You have a better chance of winning WNBA MVP than you or your future daughters ever have of playing against a trans athlete. Heroic shit though." Coach Dave, at BigKoo82, July 30, 2026. The two girls were sitting courtside during the Storm's 105-95 loss to the Fever. They wore 20s iAthletics shirts, apparel from former gymnast Jennifer Say's company, which says it works to protect women's sports and spaces. The teens alleged Keaton approached them and called them f-ing insane, leaving one in tears. They recounted the exchange on Brandi Cruz's Undivided podcast. "I've never been yelled at like that," one of the girls said. "But that just caught me by surprise because I thought she was going to be nice. And she started screaming at us, and cussing at us." Cruz, who accompanied the girls into the arena, alleged that Storm players also directed thumbs-down gestures at them during the game. She said the girls lowered their signs out of fear, not because anyone ordered them to. Cunningham's post came after the WNBA fined Keaton an undisclosed amount and suspended her from the Storm's next 5 home games. Majority owner Ginny Gilder apologized in a Wednesday statement, saying the team was aware one of our co-owners made comments to two fans in attendance and remained committed to an inclusive environment. Cunningham voiced support for barring transgender athletes from women's sports in an ESPN profile published earlier this month. She was not made available by the Fever to answer questions after Tuesday's game. "I want to protect young girls in a locker room, or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men," Cunningham said.